Welcome back to the show. At this point, everybody knows that this country has an obesity problem, but a new report is finding that Americans are getting even fatter, and Michigan is among the states leading the way. I'm joined by Rich Hamburg, Deputy Director of Trust for America's Health, the group that conducted the study. Welcome to the show, Rich.
Glad to be here.
Aren't we already obese enough? How is it that we're gaining more weight, and how much fatter are we getting?
Well, these rates have been going up. Well, we've put this report out for 7 years or 8 years, and the rates have been going up for well over 20 years. And just when you think you've reached a high water mark, it continues to rise. And it's a scary thought that the lowest rate of any state right now, which is Colorado, would have been the highest rate 20 years ago. So, you know, we've seen this this increase, you know, on and on. And you know, in Michigan, the rate was only 13.2% back around 1990, and that rate now is over 30%. That's more than doubling.
Now, we've been consuming a vast amount of calories for decades now. Is there any sense of why it is that we continue gaining weight, or are we actually consuming more or becoming more sedentary?
I mean, I think it's a combination of things. We certainly are consuming more. Everything is supersized. We're beginning to see more of a realization that we need to change some of these policies and to, you know, think about things like menu labeling, you know, how much you're consuming. People are paying more attention to that. But, you know, nonetheless, the waists have been getting larger and larger. And from an exercise physical activity standpoint, I think we continue to spend more and more time in cars. We're not walking to school. We're not walking to work. And our kids are spending more time in front of video games than ever before, and less time, you know, outside in the playground.
Now, is it that more of us are obese, or is it that the folks that are obese are more so?
It could be both. I mean, certainly that more of us are obese. When you look at combining obesity and overweight statistics, then, you know, on average, we've gone from about a third of the population overweight to two-thirds of the population, you know, in a relatively short period of time. So it's, you know, it is concerning. It's certainly concerning that rates among kids continue to rise. There's one, you know, certainly socioeconomic status is a factor, and there's another sobering statistic. If you look at pediatric obesity percentages for kids 2 to 5 years of age, you know, we have rates that are close to 20%. Michigan comes in at 13.7%, so almost 14 out of every 100 children with low income between 2 and 5 are already obese. That's not even overweight. That's just obese.
Now, you said that we've gone from a third of the population being obese to two-thirds.
That's overweight and obese combined.
I
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable. How long did that take for that to occur then?
I believe that took 15 years. I'll double-check that.
So within 15 years,
I think that was within 15 years.
So really just a third of the population is at a healthy weight.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. And we, you know, then we see these, well, you know, here's a couple of statistics. 20 years ago, no state had an obesity rate above 15%, zero. And today, 38 states are above 25%. So that is significant. And obesity rates back 15 years have gone up at least 90% in 17 states. So in 17 states, you know, we're basically talking about a doubling over that 15-year period.
Is this a steady incline year by year, or do we see a sudden spike in the last several years?
It's a steady incline. I do not remember seeing maybe one or two over the last 7-8 years that we've been doing this report that might have had a small decrease. But, you know, my memory is that these statistics have gone up in every state year after year.
I'm talking to Rich Hamburg. He's the Deputy Director of Trust for America's Health, a group that released a report showing that America is becoming more obese by the year. Now, according to this report, Michigan is the 10th fattest in the nation, the 10th fattest state in the nation. Who else joins us, and what is the top state when it comes to obesity?
The top state in the last 7 years has been Mississippi, which at one time was alone as a state with an obesity rate of over 30%, but now joined by 11 other states. And also another important point is that we tend to see the highest rates in the Deep South. So 9 out of 10 states are in the South. Michigan comes in at 10th, and then I think a few other Midwest states come in right behind. But it's, you know, generally we're seeing the highest rates in the South and the lowest rates in the Northeast and the West.
And in terms of the difference in obesity rates among the different socioeconomic groups, I think your study included some of that information. What kind of variance do you find there?
So I think some of the more dramatic statistics are among black women. So if you look at Michigan, overall obesity rate of 30% among men, the 34% of black men, but 47.6%. I mean, that's almost 50% of black women in Michigan are obese. And there's one state that figure rises over 50%. And rates among Latinos, not as high, but you know, also generally significantly higher. In this case, 27% of women who are white are obese. So the 47% statistic I gave you for blacks and 34% for Latinos.
Rich Hamburg, Deputy Director of Trust for America's Health. Thank you for joining us, Rich.
My pleasure.